Yeah, flowers before the whole cabbage, whatever the lettuce, have flowers.
Yeah, this thing in the black
is
my eye.
You never see it.
Wow. Yeah, because they don't want you to plant it.
Nice. They're doing the right thing.
Hello, and welcome to the first episode of Dovercourt Boys and Girls Club's podcast, Horticulture Weekly. I'm your host, Emily. On Horticulture Weekly, I'm keeping you updated with what Dovercourt Club members have been up to and what they're learning in the teaching garden. Every week, we explore gardening, environmental science, and agriculture. Now, before I dive into summer camp and the teaching garden program, I'd love to walk you all through the preparation and just the backstory of how Dovercourt's teaching garden was established and reopened after the COVID-19 lockdown. The teaching garden was founded in 2017 with help and support from the Boulevard Club, Mike and Nicole Tevlin, Patrick and Barbara Keenan Foundation, United Way, the W. Garfield Weston Foundation, and Second Harvest. This program was created to introduce gardening all year round to members. Since then, to celebrate the growing season and its successes, the club has hosted numerous spring and harvest festivals. Club members made arts and crafts, food bags, and painted pumpkins to celebrate harvest. Every year, we've grown food successfully, and it's been a wonderful hands-on learning experience for members who get to participate in every step along the way.
Can I try?
Yes, you absolutely can.
Can I pick this one?
Can I cover for you after?
We've grown everything from basil, dill, lettuce, tomatoes, spinach, lavender, and chives, just to name a few. Bouncing back from the COVID-19 lockdown, we've done a lot in preparation for opening the teaching garden to members. Starting in June, a little later than I normally start my planting, I started making sure that stuff was planted in the club and that we had all the important stuff planted for the hot season. Tomatoes, eggplants, parsley, dill, basil. Then, beginning in July, when the kids got here, we started making sure that the stuff was thriving. We started building trellises for the stuff with the cucumbers. We made sure that the soil was amended. That means adding stuff to make sure that it grows plants well. And we started watering to make sure that the plants were supported through this hot, hot season.
There are two plants, but I need that one too.
Right now for summer camp, what we've mostly been doing is a whole lot of harvesting. We've been doing some prep to get the garden ready for autumn, like planting autumn crops like peas and squash and even carrots. But we've been doing a ton of harvesting of the hot season plants, like the aforementioned tomatoes, which the kids love. We've also been giving the kids plants and seeds to take home, because with the lockdown, it's a lot harder for us to do cooking in the program. We've been hearing a lot of cooking success stories with kids making everything from salads to sandwiches with the bounty of our garden and planting their own plants to take home. We focus a lot on gardening and agriculture skills like pruning, transplanting, and planting, but the kids are also learning life skills at the same time. Plants require patient and delicate care, and they also require a lot of patience when things don't go right. Creating a garden together and making sure that everything works smoothly requires a lot of cooperation and a lot of thinking about others other than ourselves.
There's going to be a lot of new plants growing in here.
Members are taking home plants and they're taking home vegetables, but they're also taking home skills and experiences. One of the things that we've seen out of the COVID-19 lockdown is that people are very interested in sort of getting back to basics and having those important skills like baking and like gardening. Being able to take these practical gardening skills home and plant your own plants and seeds at home is important, because that's something you can do whether you have a huge garden like Dovercourt or just a tiny set of pots at a windowsill. And I teach the kids to garden for both of those things. One of the less obvious skills that kids can get from gardening is a sense of confidence in themselves and the ability to sort of stick with projects. So kids can take home the gardening skills that they've learned in the garden, but they can also take home some important soft skills to help them through their day-to-day lives. One of the skills that gardening really teaches is that sort of sense of self-confidence, the sense that if you persevere and if you work at it, you too can make beautiful plants grow and can bring home a beautiful harvest. That's especially important for kids whose strengths lie more in the realm of making stuff or doing stuff with their hands.
No, I want to pick the bells.
I'll pick this one.
I want to pick.
Do I have to put my hands in the bag to get this?
I want to pick this.
And that's it, friends. I really hope you enjoyed learning about Dovercourt Club's teaching garden. Thank you for tuning in today, and join us next week for another exciting episode. Please follow us on social media at Dovercourt Kids and sign up for our emailing list on our website to stay up to date about programs. P.S. Our after-school program will be back.